June the 1st, I travelled 3,500 kilometres from Melbourne to take up a job as the Chief Executive Officer of Mabunji Aboriginal Resource Incorporated. In 9.5 weeks, I turned up to work one day and I was sacked. No warning, no dispute resolution, nothing that I was aware of that could have actually resulted in my being dismissed. It was quite a traumatic event, as you can imagine, and that they asked me to leave the office straight away. Again, I was confused. I was shocked at what had happened. I actually asked staff members to get the police. I stayed in the office for about an hour, and then I left with the police. The only documents I had were the documents I was actually working on a day-to-day event, and it just transpired that some of those documents were important documents into what came about as reasons for my dismissal. I then attempted to work things out, and that was unsuccessful. I wasn't given any time to express myself or to give any sense of natural justice to me about what was happening and why I was being sacked. And it came to the conclusion that I'd been sacked because while I was trying to do my job and to clean up the organisation, I came across a lot of irregularities within the organisation and a lot of things that, you know, are really questionable for an Aboriginal corporation. And hence I'm in that situation where I'm living in a caravan in Darwin now and unemployed and trying to get a bit of justice for the people of Borroloola and for myself.
ORIC, the Office of Register of Indigenous Corporations, have issued a report into the activities and governance of MARIC, and yes, these activities were actually exposed by you. You're calling for a Royal Commission into corruption in Indigenous corporations. How is this process going ahead?
Well, I've spent considerable years now in Kaltunga, Jarali, Kerang, Mutajulu, in Western Australian community of Balgo, Riramanu. Then I moved over and spent 9.5 weeks in Borroloola. The thing that frustrates me completely is just a lack of accountability. You know, we have Prime Minister Cabinet's Office, we have ORIC itself, Office of Register of Indigenous Corporations. We have funding bodies that are supposed to look into how these places are operating. And quite often, if not in all my experiences, that money was being misused. There was individuals in those communities who were taking advantage of Aboriginal poverty and preying on Aboriginal people who consistently lived in poor, very substandard conditions. And, you know, when it came to Borroloola, there were people living in, well, third world conditions in a country called Australia in the year 2015, which to me is just appalling. And the amount of money that some people like myself in powerful positions were earning exorbitant money and at the same time not even noticing any outcomes. So, you know, I've seen billions of dollars being spent in the Northern Territory in particular, and I find it outrageous that white systems and white money keeps getting poured into these communities with no benefit whatsoever, no closing the gaps. You know, we can see the research, there's no gaps closing. People still living in overcrowded houses. People expected to assimilate in Western ideas, you know, to go to school and get jobs and all this sort of stuff. At the same time, they've got no proper roof over their head. They're struggling to get by every day. You know, they might find themselves on unemployment benefits, which, you know, from a store perspective, and some people call it a one-day pay, you know, one day and the money's all gone. So they've got to try to survive and get the kids to school and everything else that comes with that as a result. Now, the problem is we're not getting anywhere with it. You know, the responsibilities have been taken away from Aboriginal people. The self-determination is getting lesser and lesser. We have governments who are demanding leases on properties and on land. We're just moving away from the fact that Aboriginal people themselves are the solution and have the solution, not only for themselves, but for us, you know, to give us a great sense of culture of this country, to give us a soul in this country, and to give us, you know, some satisfaction that we've restored some of the justice that we need to restore as a result of what we have done in the past. So, you know, to me, a Royal Commission needs to happen. And I call it the Aboriginal industry, and I call that coldly because what has happened is that billions of dollars have gone mostly into some high places and some, you know, government departments and individuals into their pocket and have absolutely seen no advance in their livelihood. So we need to see where that, all that money has gone. We need to see how that's been spent. We need to be to see what sort of corruption is endemic in this community and in the territory and in the country when it comes to Aboriginal people. It's just got to stop, and we've got to give Aboriginal people a fair go. You know, we're proud of the old fair go adage that we all talk about, but Aboriginal people are not given a fair go. They've been ripped off, and they have been since the day the white man landed.
This ORIC report, which is available publicly, talks about some of the findings regarding the registration of members right through to issues around time in lieu. Quite a detailed report that is available publicly. And so was this part of your work, was to actually have this documented? And were you documenting this prior to you being sacked?
What I was doing, I was trying to address those situations. To do that, and for me to do that honestly and with integrity, I need to abide by the rules that are set out by the Corporations Act in the Aboriginal CATSI Act, the Corporations Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Act. I've got to make sure that the rule books that are formed are adhered to. I've got to make sure that we do our best to adapt our circumstances from different cultural points of view to make a rule book that's effective and real and it actually advances the lives of the people.